Join me on this week's Xamarin Essential API of the Week, where I show you how to build a Compass app for your device with just a few lines of code. Tune in. Welcome back, everyone, to another Xamarin Essential API of the Week. Today, we're going to take a look at the Compass API in Xamarin Essentials, enabling you to get access to monitor the Compass of your different device that you're using, whether it's iOS, Android, or Windows, with just a few lines of code to get events whenever the Compass location changes. It's really nice because you have different access to how often you want to monitor that based on what your needs are in your app. So maybe you're building a game or just a simple Compass for your application. So let's take a look at how easy it is to get a Compass inside of your app. Here I am inside of Visual Studio 2019, and I have my iOS, Android, and Windows project here. And I also have a .NET standard library, which is going to have all of my app code. So here I have a very simple screen. I have a compass, I have an arrow, and what's cool here is I'm going to bind this arrow image to a heading so I can rotate it on the actual device. And then down here, I have a label where I can output some additional information for that compass. This is my compass that I've been creating. Now, the first thing that I want to do is install Xamarin Essentials into all of my applications and my shared .NET standard code. So that way, if I'm running on iOS, Android, or Windows, it knows how to access those native APIs. Now, I found out how to do this, of course, because I went into our docs on docs.microsoft.com, and you can get that in the show notes below. Did all my getting started, and here I learned how to implement the Compass API. So here it tells us all about the different sensor speeds and how to monitor for when readings change or how to start and stop the Compass. So let's go ahead and integrate that here. Now on Android, there is a tiny little bit of setup code. Here in my main activity, I've initialized Xamarin Essentials and added the permission code. The nice thing is for a Compass, there's no additional permission or pop-ups that you need, but it's best practice to go ahead and put that code in there in case you use those APIs in the future. So we can note here on my main page that I have data binding set up. What's great is that I have this data bound to my My Compass view model. So that's my code behind, and I have a few little helper methods that we're binding to, a start command, a stop command, and the heading and heading display. So whenever we change those, it will automatically update and rotate things. So all we need to do now is integrate the start and stop command. So here, when I come in and say Xamarin.essentials, we can see all of the different APIs that are available to me. If I type in Compass, I'll notice that I can see if it's already monitoring, if the reading has changed, and I can start and stop it. So let's go ahead and first register for a reading change. I'll go ahead and add a new event here. And what we'll see in our code is that I get a reading change with the sender and some Compass event arguments. So here, what I can do is I can say heading equals e dot, and I get the current reading from the device. And this will give me the heading magnetic north, which is what Xamarin Essentials provides today, which is measured in degrees from 0 to 360. Then I can say heading display, and that's going to be a string. So let's just go ahead and output heading and then the heading here. So that way, go ahead and print it out to a string. Now, we've just registered for an event, but we actually haven't started the Compass. So here we can see that I've actually already brought in the Xamarin Essentials namespace up top, so I don't need to type Xamarin Essentials every single time. So let's have Visual Studio clean up that code for me. There we go. And now what I can do is I can go ahead and say compass.start. Now when I do this, it's going to ask for a sensor speed. So here I'll say sensor speed dot, and I can use default, fastest, game, or UI. Let's use UI since we're on the UI thread of this application. I can also pass in a Boolean which will apply a low pass filter. It's only used on Android because the Android sensor can be a little jittery, so this will filter out any noise, but it is on by default, so we'll just go ahead and leave it on there. Now, additionally, what we could do is say if the compass dot is monitoring already, so if I'm already reading it, there's no need to start it again or register for an event. So now we've checked if it's monitoring, registered for changes, and started it. So we kind of just need to do the reverse here on stop. So let's say if it's not monitoring it, There's no need to stop it at all. I'll unsubscribe my changes. And instead of starting, I'll say stop. There we go. And that's literally all the code I need to access the compass and get the reading changes. Now, this code does get called here on the code behind of the page, so we can see that whenever I am on appearing or on disappearing, we'll start or stop. But now, all I literally need to do is compile my application, and with just those few lines of code, I can see if it's monitoring, I have the change notifications, and I'll automatically start it with that speed. Now again, based on your application, if you're building a game or something like that, you may want to put that onto the fastest speed. We want to read the documentation to ensure that you can update the UI appropriately based on the UI speed, because if it's on the background, for instance, or fastest, it's not going to update on the UI thread. But here's my app, and now as I rotate my device in real time on the UI thread, as I spin around in circles, there we go, which is very fun. You can see as I spin in circles, it go ahead and it updates on there. And this is a lot of fun, and I hope someone makes an awesome GIF out of this as I rotate in circles. So there you go. Now, with just a few lines of code, I have an awesome Compass application for iOS, Android, and Windows with Xamarin Essentials. You can go ahead and integrate this code yourself, take a look at the sample code, which is available on GitHub, and of course, watch all of the amazing Xamarin Essential APIs a week right here wherever you're watching it, on YouTube or Channel 9. And don't forget to subscribe for awesome Xamarin content each and every week. Thanks for watching, and have a great day. Hey, it's James. I'm just checking in and wanted to thank you for watching this awesome Xamarin Essential API of the Week. Now, don't forget to do all the things, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell for even more videos. And while you're here, check out more Xamarin Essential API videos of the week. They're all right here. Go do it right now. It's awesome.